It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I'm not sure if you guys heard about this, but there's been some weird stuff going on at 7-Elevens all over North America.
Is it because you were there after 9 o'clock at night? Because that is always my experience.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that thing that you're thinking of.
Okay, not the
U. Or that other thing either.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that always
I know what you're
too.
Thinking. I only do that on Tuesdays. But we all know every location has security cameras in there.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, of course.
Recently, customers have been reporting they'll hear a ding sound, kind of like this. And then... Okay. Out of nowhere, a person's voice will come on over a speaker in the ceiling, and some people are calling it the voice of God.
In 7-Eleven.
God speaking to us at 7-Eleven, this makes sense.
Buy more Slim Jims.
So I'll just play it for you, but let me paint you a picture. Just imagine a 7-Eleven.
Okay.
Nobody else is in the store. It's just one employee.
Okay.
He walks over to the fridge, grabs an energy drink out, and starts drinking it. Oh. And then this comes out of the ceiling.
Please confirm me that you have scanned the bottle that you took from the coolers about 25 minutes ago.
Okay,
thank you. Please make sure that you scan the product faster before consuming it.
What?
That's the voice of God.
God's catching him stealing an energy drink at work?
So I'll explain.
That's kind of cool, though. Wow.
Basically, 7-Eleven's been having issues lately with a lot of their clerks drinking store beverages without paying for them.
Okay, I'm sure...
Sorry,
I'm going to say, newsflash 7-Eleven, it's not lately. That has always been the case, okay?
Well, lately, I guess they've been getting caught.
Yeah, there we go.
And so they hired a group from over in India to monitor them through the store security cameras.
Whoa.
And so they have people over in India watching the security videos. And if they see anything weird, the unseen person's voice will come on over the speakers and they'll interrogate the workers right there on the spot.
Yeah, because you're stealing stuff at your coffee shop all the time.
I'm eating all those pastries.
And so how much does this cost the businesses? $399 a month.
That's it?
To subscribe to this so they'll monitor your store 24/7 as a virtual supervisor at your site.
You think 400 bucks is a lot to monitor 24/7 at your store?
To drink like a $2 energy drink, you're stopping them.
But let's be honest, Alexis, how many times are you drinking the $2 energy drink at work?
That's fair.
No, it adds up.
You keep fighting for stealing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, we are workers in stores. We should have... Anyways.
Okay, I was just kidding when I said fight for it.
I agree. You should get some beverages while you're at work, but maybe stick with a fountain pop or something.
Yeah. Or like coffee. They could probably brew a pot of coffee and they're like, go ahead. Coffee's like 10 cents a cup.
So this service is called Livi, and they're billing it as a workplace surveillance tool that got popular during the pandemic because less workers would come into certain stores.
So could I do $400 a month and just cancel the whole nanny daycare thing?
Probably. I'm sure they would offer some sort of child care service through
that
this.
That seems like a steal.
Human rights experts hate this.
Yeah.
They say corporations are exploiting it and they're taking away people's privacy in the workplace.
But you're stealing. It's almost like, hey, you murdered somebody. Like, I have my privacy. I can commit crimes on my own.
It's like you got caught. But you think that there's a better way to monitor it than have someone watch you 24/7. Like,
it's kind of fun for the people watching, though. Who gets yelled at?
Is it?
I'm bored out of my mind.
The human rights experts say it's really toxic for the mental health of employees.
Knowing you're always being watched.
For sure.
Yeah. And apparently several major corporations have been using this. Not only 7-Eleven, but Shell gas stations, Dairy Queens use it, and the Holiday Inn.
Sure.
The Holiday Inn?
Because, surprise, corporations don't care about your mental health.
Yeah. In one of the sample videos that Livi sends out to get potential new customers, it shows the clerk being held up by two robbers with assault rifles.
Oh my
gosh. Does the voice of God came on then?
And as he starts to open the register, the Livi system dings and the voice informs the robbers police have been called.
What?
And in the video, the crooks look up at the ceiling panicked and then they run out of the store. And then the clerk gives the camera a big thumbs up.
Oh my God.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Do you think that the guy watching the video is like, oh man, I gotta use my scary voice when I talk to him last time?
Like that's really gonna happen. Yeah. But the employees who saw that video say, you probably don't want to startle anybody holding an assault rifle pointed at an employee.
That's true, too.
Good point.
That's
did you guys pay for those energy drinks before you pulled those guns out?
Yeah.
I need you to scan those first, please.
So yeah, mixed reviews on this thing.
Yeah.
I can see why.
And I wouldn't want it at our work, I'll tell you that.
No, you don't think so?
No, not at all.
You don't want a live-eye camera in here with Jose? The things that they would catch him doing in here?
If they would have the conversations with Jose about his daily life, I'd be fine with it.
Yeah?
He needs someone to talk to. Oh.
Yeah, I would be happy to get some attention.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm stealing! Yeah.
I'm hoping department store dressing rooms put these in.
They want you want to be watched while you're getting naked in the dressing room?
Well, just critiqued would be helpful. Like, ding!
That would be so nice!
Those pants do not fit you as well as you think they do. Try a bigger size.
Clash alert. Clash alert.
I'd like that when I'm shopping alone. It's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
An honest opinion would be good. I would have to send so many pictures to my best friend.
Yeah.
And then they get really complimentary, too, if it's great. Like, your butt looks fantastic in those. Bye. And you're like, thanks, India. Yeah. Appreciate the feedback.
Okay, I can see some useful tips for this.
So, yeah, maybe it's not the worst thing ever. No. Text in to 78592. Tell us, what do you think? Good idea or a bad idea that businesses are doing this and monitoring their employees 24/7. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.